855 453. It's the SACL toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition. The Hurricane Edition.
Hurricane Edition.
You know, we're across the country, so there's lots of people that are, you know, not.
Hurricane? Who cares?
Can we do the special graphics sound? We now go live to the seacoast of South Carolina. And I can do like the wind sound, and you can put your hand over your leg, and I can go like. And you were like, God, we're
coming
here
to you,
at the.
Coming to you live from some place that no wise person would be standing. I'm just about to get blown into the water. I mean, what did they do that for?
But
it's a perfectly serviceable building here. And they put the weathermen outside in a raincoat.
But all this destruction will be really good for the economy. Paul Krugman said so. Bring on the window breakers.
That's right. This is referring to the broken window fallacy, which is sort of this. To some extent, a central tenet of the sort of Keynesian economics plan, which is the idea that it's good for the economy when something gets broken because, well, then we have to fix it.
Yeah.
And this is essentially what's happening. People are rushing out to buy water, plywood,
right,
generators.
They're planting their resources into things that they normally would not have bought, and their resources now won't be spent on other things, and now they're going to have
all
this
excess.
Or they
won't be saved. And
exactly.
Central tenet here is that somehow it's a bad idea for people to save money. I remember as recently as 2005, and I don't know about the other years, but there's been many years that Americans have spent more money than they've made. And that's supposed to be good for the economy.
Oh, and Paul Krugman thinks that, for example, if we were to bring up the broken window fallacy to Paul Krugman, and we were to say, well, Paul, then if you think, and Paul Krugman, everybody, if you didn't already hear just about a week ago, the great famed economist of the pop media ilk, they lauded Paul Krugman for years, and they still do, over a 7-page paper he wrote like 10 years ago that had to do with economies of scale, and he never even made the intellectual connection about economies of scale, allowing for the idea that opening borders up to employees would be better. He didn't even get that. He's such a dunderhead. And I don't usually call people these names, but this guy is really thick, okay? So he was saying that, you know, World War II got us out of this slump, and I did a podcast about this.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
If World War II was... If war was good for the economy, and this is what you're taught in school. I mean,
right.
I swear
they
I was
do.
Taught
they
this.
They tell you this,
that
right.
World War II got us out of the Great Depression. Why is it that the economy is going so poorly now? There are 6 wars going on. They're all undeclared. Is it because Congress didn't get together and declare the war? I mean, for God's sakes, Afghanistan's cost more in real dollars. I think that was $1964 dollars or whatever. But as adjusted for inflation, has cost more than World War II. Did, as I understand it.
Yeah.
How come the economy isn't just searing along?
Well, and terrific writers like Robert Higgs, again, we mentioned him last hour, of the Independent Institute, wrote in the Independent Review years ago, did studies of this and said, look, and even a guy like Krugman in this national appearance said, as he was claiming that World War II got us out of the Depression, I didn't know I was alive then, Krugman. I hate that when they say
here's what got us, and people need to know this. Here's what got us out of the Depression,
right?
In World War II. What got us out is everybody else that produced everything else was blown the F up. Okay? So there was nobody else producing anything, and they had to buy the stuff that we had once they got their feet back on track. And by the way, it was pretty good for Canada, too.
But all of this investment into creating tanks and all these other things, Krugman says, puts people to work. And you're providing valuable services. So he is of the mindset that whether it's creation of tanks or it's digging a ditch and refilling the ditch, that government buying services from people, either through taxation, which directs the money away from where people normally would have spent it into other areas, or it directs money that they would have saved into areas the politicians want, or if it's deficit spending, then he thinks that's even better.
Right.
He says, if you have a little inflation, then that's great. Then those people won't lose out on the first item. But what he doesn't recognize is that he's raising the price of all the items down the line. He's reducing the buying power by inflating the currency. So you're either stealing from people through taxation, or you're taxing them, and you're going to destroy their buying power by floating money into the system. Now, the whole thing about this is, just to let everybody know, that the idea of destroying things and having to build new things, why don't we just go to Paul Krugman's house and say, hey, Paul, would you like us to break your windows every day?
Right. This is the idea. If it's good for the United States' economy, for the United States to build a bomb and then drop a bomb that goes kerblooey and blows up and it has no more value after that, then it should be good for my economy for me to go outside and throw gasoline in my car and burn it up.
Exactly.
And you're employing more people. No jackball would say that that's a good idea.
Right. And this is the sort of thing that we're seeing with this Walmart thing, where people are going in, they're using money that they either, as you say, would have saved in one area in the bank and utilized in some way that people could have borrowed themselves, or they would have spent it on other things that would have bettered their lives. Now they're going to have things sitting there. And this is just the kind of thing that Paul Krugman says betters the economy. So you've wasted resources, both your monetary and the physical resources now have been wasted. That improves the economy.
Right.
I hope nobody puts this guy on television again, because he's an absolute jester. He's a court fool.
You know, I think about, people always think prices rise. But, you know, prices don't rise necessarily through time. People get more efficient at producing their products, and they have to compete against other people that produce similar products. And therefore, prices are driven down. Let's take a look, for instance, at computers. Over time, computers have actually diminished in cost. If you look at a laptop over time, you know, it's less costly to buy one. At this point, you can go to, some major retailer and buy a laptop, a little netbook for like $300. You couldn't have got a memory chip for one of these things at that point. I remember when I was in high school, I used to use alcohol on my face to cut the grease.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dollar for a thing of alcohol. Now when I go to the grocery store, go get it at Walmart or whatever, it's 25 cents.
Yeah.
And these dollars aren't worth as much as they were in 1984 or whenever I was.
So the productivity increases have had to battle the inflated money supply that comes at 2% compounded every year since the creation. That's on average, every year since the creation of the Federal Reserve. And you might hear people like Michelle Bachmann talk about it, and, you know, good on her for making those points about the Fed. That's fine. We agree on that. But the only guy who has consistently been saying these sorts of things, if you want to get into the political realm, if you want to play that political game, has been Ron Paul and the free market Austrian economics branch.
You know,
not the Keynesians and not the people like Milton Friedman and so on and those guys. They believe that the Federal Reserve should exist. We believe it is a dangerous entity and should be gotten rid of.
So every Saturday here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show and I live, there is a group of veterans that go out on the central square, and they stand for peace. They hold signs. They encourage the government to bring the soldiers home and all that stuff. And these guys, I go out there to support them. I am not a veteran, but I go out there to support them because I believe in the ideas of peace. And I don't know what I can do individually to, you know, cause the United States to come to the realization that these acts that they take are aggressive in nature and not solving problems. But I figure I might as well do what somebody else thought of. If I can't think of my own thing, at least I can do what somebody else does. So, you know, it's worth a little bit of my time to go out there and talk with these guys. And it was interesting. I was talking to some of them today, and the idea of Ron Paul being elected scares so many people because he has so many ideas that would fundamentally change the government. However, there's really only a few things that Ron Paul could do as president that would be fundamentally changing. So, like, his ideas on economics, he really couldn't return us to a free market paradise or whatever on his own. He'd have to have Congress go with him. There's no evidence that that's going to happen. So he wouldn't be able to achieve that. What he could do as commander-in-chief is he could move, you know, say the United States military out of the 130-plus nations around the world and the 1,000 military bases that are in nations, foreign nations, move it back to the United States as commander-in-chief. He could absolutely pull this off. And this is where Barack Obama really falls down.
Oh, yeah.
The peace crowd voting for Barack Obama. If they vote for him again, they're a bunch of hypocrites.
Absolutely.
But, you know, he could actually do that. He could actually pardon, say, pot smokers who are in prison around the United States. Hey, by the way, everybody, you pay for these guys to get three hots and a cot. I don't know. Maybe they got snack time, too. This is another way that the economy would benefit. All those guys in the military would be back working. That would benefit the economy. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The room. Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733, coming to you live on a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
It's Mark.
and Guard filling in for Ian. Thanks for listening.
You know, I mentioned that the call-in line is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, early out billing, and the purchase charged off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, you know, he's at one of these actual economic professors that goes out into the real world and began making money. Many of these guys, they can't do it. That's why they teach.
Right.
Not Osborne. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They provide a different service than most collections company. They collect with respect and dignity. Treat your customers the way you would want them treated. SACL CAI. You know, this is the call. This is the show about your calls. Let's go to Jack in this is Michigan. Jack.
Hey guys.
Hey Jack. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, I called to talk about government tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a myriad different examples of that, as I'm sure you well know. Whistleblowers are a major threat to the perpetual tyranny of government.
Yep.
And there's a before I get to that, though, I want to mention that there's a group like people in Delaware.
A group what? Liberty, of people?
A liberty-loving group of people
okay. In
Delaware that have a Thursday night radio show, and they even advertise escapeharassment.com on GCN. Have you ever heard their
No.
Pardon?
No, I don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, escapeharassment.com, they on the Thursday night telephone conference, they get into the rudimentary elements of government fraud, extortion, tyranny. And so anyone in the audience who wants a really great education and all that, it's very liberating, very empowering. And I imagine on their website, I don't have a computer, so I don't imagine they have info about their Thursday night seminar. But there's four veterans. You guys interview people, don't you?
No, rarely. Free Talk Live is an open lines forum discussion among people who are listening on 109 radio stations across the country.
Right.
We rarely do interviews.
All right, well, be that as it is, I'm going to give you the names of these veterans who authored books that would really be an excellent resource for the advancement of the freedom and liberty causes wherever they exist in the land. The first one is by a World War II veteran, a whistleblower guy by the name of Rodney Stitch, who authored Defrauding America. That's one book, Drugging America, and then Unfriendly Skies. He went into the FAA after World War II, and that's what Unfriendly Skies is all about.
It's rare that people will hear books mentioned on the radio, I mean, and then run out and get them as a result. What often is the best way to handle it, Jack, is to just talk about some of the, you know, one of the ideas that the book portrays. That way we can have a discussion with it and people can interact.
Great. Okay, I'll do that. There's a book that just came out recently by a lady, Susan Lindauer, who was a CIA agent until she blew the lid off. Her book is, Extreme Prejudice. And I guess the website is extremeprejudiceusa.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. And it's a harrowing tale of how she was arrested by an FBI SWAT team for being a whistleblower. They came after her, hauled her away.
Yeah, there's quite a few examples of this. Obviously, the most extreme example is Bradley Manning, you know, attempting to, you know, show, I guess, allegedly attempting to leak documents to, you know, show the sort of thing that have gone on in the military all over the world, the U.S. military all over the world, but specifically the collateral murder video that's amazing to see, where the United States gunship fires on unarmed people and news crews, killing, you know, children and, you know, just innocent civilians, and it's horrifying stuff to see.
Well, here's an agent of the intelligence community who was totally patriotic in the belief that CIA, you know, does what's best for the American people, and then she discovered how perverse the colossal lies are, and all she did was speak out, and they threw her in prison for a year, and they hauled her away. She didn't get a trial. The Patriot Act allows the government to go in and haul anyone off under any suspicion that they might be a, quote, domestic terrorist as defined by their criteria, which is if you're a gun rights enthusiast, if you believe in,
if you talk about the Constitution too much, they believe you're a terrorist. I mean, you know, you've got bumper stickers that say Ron Paul, they believe you're a terrorist. These are some of the things that are mentioned in the MIAC report, and this is absolutely a true statement, and it shows the chilling effect, the cowing of the American people, the idea that you can't support a person support a person for president or a founding document without being looked at askance in the United States, where supposedly it's the land of the free, is frightening to me.
And I have to say that there's a very large danger also when you start to employ all these people in this police state that they have created, particularly since 9/11, that those people have an incentive to grow their own business, their own bureaucracy. There's a very good report at KansasCity.com, the Kansas City Star, I believe, that talks about the new cash cow. I actually linked it at LibertyConspiracy.com, so you can see it over at that website. Kim Murphy writes about this, about how much money is being spent on the supposed war on terror and all of the graft and corruption that's going into all these different things. So now people not only ideologically are believing that they need to have this great security state, but also there are people in your hometown or your neighbor's hometown who have gotten thousands of dollars in dumb bonus bureaucratic checks to go out for new fences to be built around, you know, some county forest under Homeland Security, you know, these types of things. We're really in danger. If we don't stop this now, this is an entrenched group of people, and it is growing. So we need to try to express the importance of stopping this in so many areas.
Hey, you know what, guys, down in Arlington, Texas, this is perfect segue, because what you just said, there's a group called ICLEI, International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. It's some sort of a international UN NGO that goes into all the counties, and they engage in public-private contracts without any informed consent approval of the hospital. And they do just like you said. In the case of Arlington, Texas, the people there got together and they said, either you terminate all these fraudulent international contracts with ICLEI, or we're going to simply prosecute you for breach of the public trust.
Jack, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. this 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/freedom.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Guard.
Live on a Saturday night. And, you know, have you ever wondered how they could possibly fix the deficit crisis in Washington? Jeff Marone, Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. You can go see this video and several others that I have picked out personally at learnliberty.org/FTL. That's learnliberty.org/FTL. These videos are awesome for giving the foundations of the ideas of liberty and economics to your friends and family. Share them on Facebook with people. These videos, frankly, are compelling. They're easy to watch. They're short. And they give the information to you concisely. They're well wrought, and people will enjoy seeing them. While you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link that's on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's the Learn Liberty Academy at learnliberty.org/FTL. And it is a great service brought to you by the Institute for Humane Studies.
IHS.
Indeed. Yeah. And let's go straight into some calls here. Let's talk to Jonathan from Tennessee. Jonathan?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
All's well.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. And I should probably preface by saying that I'm a relatively new listener to your show. So, and I say that because I don't know if you guys have talked about this at any length about the West Memphis 3.
Yes, we have.
Thank goodness for bringing it up, man.
Well, I live in Tennessee, obviously, and I'm about 100 miles from West Memphis, Arkansas, where the crime took place. And I get so infuriated when people say, you know, to this day that, you know, I can't believe they let those Satanist murderers go when they have no idea of the facts of the case. You know, they haven't familiarized themselves at any length to the details of what happened on that day or during that trial.
Right. I mean, when you get the father of one of the victims saying that he doesn't believe they did it, I mean, you're talking about a pretty biased person here against those guys. And so, I mean, it must be very compelling, the evidence in their favor.
Absolutely.
Right. And I was 10 years old when that happened, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, you know, even just living 100, 110 miles away, just the hysteria that took over. I mean, we live in the Bible Belt down here, obviously, and, you know, Satanism and cult and all these words were throwing around just like, you know, it was, you know, talking about rain falling from the sky, just like it was as real as rain falling from the sky.
It changes the dynamic of the conversation. Once you bring in this Satanism aspect, then people are pretty sure that something evil's going on, and we must be stopped immediately at all costs. And this was true of that the preschool thing that was down in Florida, where they swept up a bunch of people and put them in jail erroneously for molesting kids. Because it was, you know, the kids were talking about a satanic basement. This is Florida. There are no basements, beneath the building where, you know, ritual sacrifices were going on. I mean, these kids' ideas were just being filled in their head by the prosecution's psychologists.
Sure. And I guess what really infuriates me about the whole situation is there are a plethora of videos just on the, I mean, just take YouTube, for example. I mean, there are so... And I know people are so quick to say, oh, yeah, the internet, but, you know, something like YouTube, there's so much archival footage to do with not only the case, but just in-depth investigations that show that those boys had rock-solid alibis. And not only that, the scariest thing, guys, the scariest thing about the whole situation is not that three innocent men got convicted for something they didn't do, but it was how the actual West Memphis Police Department coerced a 17-year-old kid who is proven to have an IQ of a third grader 12 hours in an interrogation room, no lawyer, no parent present. 12-hour interrogation, and only 35 minutes of it was recorded and presented as evidence, and he had no facts of the case. Everything was completely wrong. They are even the 35 minutes that was recorded, it is so obvious he was being coached as to get what little facts that he knew to fit the evidence that they had.
And the judicial system's so messed up that they still can't let these guys out. They can't find them, acquit them, or find them not guilty, or bring them back on a new trial, or anything like that.
So corrupt.
They have to just give them sort of this plea bargain thing where they let them go. I mean, it's frightening, Jonathan. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joseph in South Carolina. Joseph?
Hey, Joseph. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Welcome.
How you doing, man?
What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, it's about the debt crisis, man. They why are they thinking that this is going to be fixed overnight with one little bill? It's going to take time to do it, and it's been going on since the World War II. Why don't they go and experiment with other stuff? Like they do medical what they call cannabis now, and medical wise, why don't they get into that there and legalize it permanently and tax it right, and that would take care of a deficit and help with the education that this country is now poor in.
But well, I don't support taxes of any sort. I think that they're just theft. But I do think that if marijuana ever does become legal in this country, and I don't think it needs to be legal for medical purposes, I think that it should be legal like beer.
Moral purposes.
Really, do we have medical beer? Really? I mean, do we need that in the United States? But you know, it seems to me that free people should be able to decide what they want to put in their body, and if somebody decides that that's not a good idea, then they should just mind their own darned business, in my opinion. But, you know, when it comes to fixing the debt crisis, I don't think that a tax on marijuana is really going to fix it. What the fundamental problem is in Washington, D.C., is that these people cannot stay within their budget. They're 47% over their budget, the money that they come in. If you ran your house like that, you'd be poverty-stricken.
what they really need to do is cut spending.
They've got no incentive to cut their spending either. And in fact, when they say they're going to be cutting spending, they're not really cutting anything. All this haranguing about this incredible cuts that the Tea Party people were proposing, they really saw no real cuts on the mainstream Republican side or on the Democrat side. The Democrats wanted 8% increases. The mainstream Republicans wanted 6% increases. They were claiming that those were cuts, when in fact the government would grow 6% compounded every year.
Yeah, they really could come up with a solution right away, Joseph. I mean, that's just that easy. They send out a letter to everybody who is in charge of a department head of some area or another, from the welfare folks to the army folks to everybody, and say, you're cutting 43% today. Let us know. You know, here's your check for the year.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's true.
And
easy.
And the other thing about it is,
if you look at it, we don't own ourselves anymore.
No.
I mean,
no.
Other countries does.
And something we need to bring up too is, you did mention one thing I did want to address, my friend, and that was to improve the education system.
The government is not going to improve education
in any way whatsoever. Exactly.
No, because, I mean, I went to a school called Allendale Fairfax High School here in South Carolina. It's Allendale, South Carolina.
Yeah.
They was taken over back in 1999. And I went to school there, and I went to the 11th grade, and they told me that I was messed up on credits. So I know what it is about messed up system, especially down here in the South.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you very much for the call. Yes, indeed. And, you know, that's one of the things hopefully we can break people out of this thought. The longer these things exist, like the Education Department in Washington, D.C., the more people watch the network news, the more the focus is on one spot to try to answer everyone's problems. And that spot thousands of miles away from their local town. That spot thousands of miles away from their house. Thousands of miles away from their own decision-making about their own children, which is where it is supposed to happen. I don't want even Ron Paul deciding for my family.
Right.
What to do.
When he said that we don't own ourselves anymore, and I guess he was referring in the collective. The United States doesn't own itself because China carries so much of its debt. Well, the average American citizen doesn't own themselves because somebody in Washington gets to tell them how their money is going to be spent. The stuff, the fruit of their labor is going to be spent. I don't care whether it's some guy in Washington or some guy in Beijing that's telling you how to live. They don't own me.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You know, I would give the telephone number and tell you to call in, but
what? It's coming up to the end of the show?
Indeed, we're in the last segment. So, yeah, I'm not giving any numbers. I will, however, tell you that if you like what you hear on Free Talk Live, you can get more of it by going to archives.freetalklive.com and downloading, the last 5 years worth of programming there. No other radio program going to do that for you because they're going to charge you some kind of subscription fee. Now, we do have a subscription sort of type program. What we do is we allow you to get some premium content in that you can get, say, podcasts without the ads in them. There's a amplifier, a call-in line, and a couple of other perks for the amplifiers that wish to support Free Talk Live. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and join our $3 a month. It's all we ask. It's a cup of coffee. It's the amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com, or do your shopping through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. It's another great way to get the same great prices and service you'd normally get from Amazon but send a little money to Free Talk Live's way. It's really easy. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Steve in Benton Harbor. Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well.
Thanks for having me on.
What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, I have a question for you. You know, I've in this upcoming election, I think this is going to be a pivotal election. There are a lot of issues coming to a head. And the thing that I find most interesting is immigration. I mean, I think that this country needs to crack down on illegal immigration. I think a lot of us do. I think the neither party wants to admit it. But what I find most interesting is recently here, this Rick Perry, governor of Texas, has decided to build the federal government, like almost, $500 million.
Yeah, I saw that on Drudge Report,
Right, for his state's illegal immigration problem. But yet, Governor Perry is probably one of the worst Republicans in terms of, being pro-illegal immigration. I mean,
you realize that's a political move and that Rick Perry is just trying to pander to people that believe like you do, right?
Right, right.
Now, let me ask you this. What is it about illegal immigration that bothers you?
Well, the total cost to the U.S. taxpayer. I mean, there are a couple things. One is the cost.
Okay, I don't have time for a couple of things, but I do have time for one. So let's talk about how illegal immigrants will steal, get Social Security numbers and then pay taxes into the system with these Social Security numbers that they can never collect on because these Social Security numbers aren't real.
Well, some do and some don't. A lot just work without.
There's a lot of Americans that just suck off the system, too.
Yeah.
And isn't the problem with the cost of the illegal immigrants, really the welfare problems, that the welfare costs that the government has created, and not, in fact, free people that want to live their lives freely?
Yeah, you don't mind them coming here to work or anything, do you? You know, helping reduce prices for consumers like you and manufacturers
who
can get things for less and utilize the money easier and get more for their money?
Yeah,
it's the welfare state.
I do have a problem with them coming here and taking jobs. I don't believe this Bush fantasy that they take jobs that Americans won't do. I think that's just ridiculous.
Well, actually, there's strong evidence for it recently in Georgia, and I know you don't want to look at this, but this is the truth. In Georgia, they have food rotting on the vines because they ran the illegal immigrants out of the country, out of the state, and they were going to get probationers to pick it, and the probationers are saying, I'd rather go back to jail than pick this stuff. So there really are jobs that people from, you know, Mexico and Honduras and Nicaragua are willing to do that Americans aren't willing to do.
I used to work with them in a farm stand. Jamaican guys would come up and pick apples while I was out in the fields, and they would go back with lots of money. And you know, I understand your feelings about this. This is a very large issue, and it would actually require a lot more in-depth analysis. But regardless of our differences on the economics of free trade and free immigration, clearly you think that they are a burden. There was a study done recently in Texas that showed that a town just over the border actually profits tax-wise off of the illegal immigrants who work there. And also, I would ask you just quickly, and I know we're going through a lot of this, so we might want to talk about this again in another opportunity, and go to libertyconspiracy.com because I've done topics on this at Liberty Conspiracy. Constitutionally, who do you think has the responsibility to handle immigration?
Constitutionally, I know the federal government claims it is an exclusive domain, but I think states have an absolute right to do it.
It is constitutionally not a federal purview. You hit it exactly, and it was not until 1875 with a decision made by the Supreme Court over the Chinese Exclusionary Act, which was written in 1872 to stop lower-wage Chinese immigrants from competing against locals, that the federal government created the federal power to control immigration. It is a state issue.
There's a perfect way to get rid of illegal immigrants, and that is to turn this into such a totalitarian police state that nobody wants to live here anymore.
Well, we don't want that. That's obviously.
But you
not.
Can't stop them. I mean, the second largest country that illegal immigrants come from is China. You can't build something that's as big and powerful as the Pacific Ocean to keep them out. So, you know, I mean, this is a bugbear. Let free people operate freely. If you want to track these people, give them work visas. Let them come in here, buy food, buy cars, drive cars, live and you know, houses and rent houses from people. If you want to change this economy, if you want this economy to be better, let people come here and get rid of all the disgusting government regulations that you know, require us to give free things to them. I mean, you know, really, what the problem is here is that America puts out a bowl of milk and then says, oh, no kitties can come up here and drink from this milk. They're bad kitties if they want to drink from this milk.
Yeah.
Take the bowl of milk away. Stop giving people free crap.
Yeah.
And you won't have them acting in bad ways. Steve, I really do appreciate you calling
in. It's such a big issue, too. And Steve, hopefully we're not turning you off to our ideas, too, because we can only hit these very briefly. But a couple things that I bring up to people when they talk about immigration and welfare, I say, well, why is it okay that Americans should get at welfare at all either? We need to address that.
Why should I pay for the welfare of somebody in San Diego but not for the welfare of somebody in Montreal?
Yeah.
I actually live closer to Montreal. I mean, this is just really weird.
And what should we stop New Hampshire people from driving down into Massachusetts to work for Massachusetts companies?
There's another arbitrary line.
Jobs for Massachusetts people. These arbitrary lines need to be stopped. Yeah.
John in Mobile. John?
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey.
On the licensing issue, I totally agree with you. I researched this from one end to the other. It all came into effect because of the slavery issue and mixed-race marriages.
You're talking about marriage licenses.
Yeah, and I'm going to branch out in some other kind of licensing.
Okay.
But regardless, I don't think that the federal government or the state government should be in it. We have some of these churches, I think it was the Episcopal Church came out and said, you know, they didn't have a problem with gay marriages. But the Catholic Church, the Mormon Church, the Baptists, they have problems with it.
Yep.
It needs to be turned back to the churches.
Absolutely.
And let the churches handle it. Then the Mormons, Catholics, or whatever cannot do it if they don't want to.
Sure.
Nobody's going to force them to. Nobody's going to force you to join their church. You can go to a church that will marry you if you're gay.
Yep,
right.
But the state needs to get out of it 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no reason for the state to be deciding who gets married to whom or, you know, I mean, because this essentially a marriage is a contract that people yeah. wish to live together. You know, some group of people, whether they're two or more, wish to live together, you know, and share resources and that kind of thing. And the idea that I can tell somebody else how to do that. And, yeah, do I support multiple people getting married? If that's what they want to do, it doesn't seem like the way I'd want to live.
Exactly.
I mean, it's hard enough living with one woman.
Exactly. And you know, the whole idea, a lot of people are very anti-corporate on the left-wing side, you know, and they say, well, I hate corporations. I don't like corporations either. They're a creation of the government. The government is a monopoly of force, and it has the purview to take my neighbor's money whenever it wants to. But they don't recognize that they want to put their faith in the largest corporations in the world, governments.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It amazes me that, yeah, both the left and the right think that they can get this particular corporation to do what they want.
John, thanks for the call. Let's go real quick to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned.
Hey, free Ian Freeman.
Yep, Ian Freeman is on his 18th day in the pokey.
I got to agree with you now. I'm going 18, Mark. You would know. So,
thank you.
Hey.
I have gravity in that area.
Yeah. It was good to hear Ian, too. He sounded like he was resting as comfortably as possible, and there's a lot to be said for that. I think you'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't come out with a bunch of jail tattoos, you know.
Doesn't seem likely. Tell us about the hurricane.
Hey, anyway, I'm going to get that hurricane right now. I'll tell you what, everybody up there, you've got to forget about this being a wind event, about what category this is. This is strictly a water event. The wind is the icing on the cake. Remember when I called Thursday and told you about that GFS model, which took it through Norfolk, Atlantic City, and New York City? That's worst-case scenario. That's where it's going. This thing is a monster hurricane. This is a 950-millibar hurricane. It hasn't come off of 950. That's commonly associated with a Cat 3. If you're in any low-lying area, any A area, especially New York City or north of Atlantic City, get out of there now, I'm telling you. You're going to be swimming.
I appreciate
thanks,
that,
guys.
Captain Ned. Free Talk Live. Thanks for being with us. It's
thanks,
Mark.
And Card.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.